It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The United Nations International Force in Lebanon, or UNIFIL, has grown to 11,000 peacekeepers. Ever since last summer's war between Israel and Hezbollah ended, the UN has been operating in the south of Lebanon along the border with Israel. UN officials say they're working well with the Lebanese army, which is deployed in southern Lebanon for the first time in 30 years. But huge anti-government demonstrations in Beirut by Hezbollah supporters are raising questions about how long the international force will feel welcome. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Just across the street from the UN military compound in Nakura, Nada Ashe and her husband Nassim wait for a customer. Nada says the business they were expecting hasn't materialized because the UN troops never seem to leave their base. She thinks the political crisis in Beirut is to blame.
In the past 10 days, the situation has not been very good in Beirut, and that's reflected on us here. So as long as the situation has not been good there, we haven't seen a single soul out here.
Inside the UN compound, Brigadier General J.P. Nera says so far the implementation of UN Security Council Resolution 1701 has been going slowly but smoothly, and the international force is working with the Lebanese army to seize or destroy illegal weapons caches found in the south of the country. There have been a few setbacks. He says despite political promises, Israeli forces have yet to withdraw from the northern half of the divided village of Rajer, which lies on the border. And Israeli overflights into Lebanese airspace have yet to be resolved. For its part, Israel believes Hezbollah may be rearming. When asked what if the current political crisis degenerates into violence, General Nera says that's for others to worry about.
Being a military man, I would not even dare to comment on the political situation. But as a military man, I know that UNIFIL, as long as the mandate of Security Council is there, will stay. In case the scenario unfolds as you are suggesting, then we will get our orders from New York.
When Hezbollah began calling for massive protests to topple the government, red flags went up both in the Mideast and in Europe. Israeli media quoted defense officials there as worrying that the fall of Lebanese Prime Minister Fouad Sanoura could lead to the withdrawal of the peacekeepers. After the assassination of Lebanese Cabinet Minister Pierre Jamil last month, Italy's former defense minister was quoted as saying his country was courting disaster by sending troops to South Lebanon. If things do go badly, this would hardly be the first time a UN force entered a peaceful country, only to have war break out around them later. Nera says plans have been made for a pullout, should one be deemed necessary.
All UN missions work on various contingencies, one of them being evacuation when things don't go as per plan. And those plans exist and will be put into effect when required. But like I said, at the moment, we are not even thinking about it.
The peacekeeping force is relying on two sets of commitments. One comes from the Lebanese government, made when Hezbollah and other opposition parties were still part of that government, and the other is from the troop-contributing nations. For now, UNIFIL believes both commitments are intact. Just up the hill from Nakura, in the village of Yarin, 80-year-old tobacco farmer Ahmed Abu Sari says people in South Lebanon don't need a political crisis now. They need peace.
You know, during the war, we had to leave everything and go. We left our homes, we left our lands, we left our crops. We work in tobacco, we have a tobacco crop. Everything was lost. We lost everything. And nobody really cares.
Abu Sari says it doesn't matter to him who runs the government, as long as they're focused on building a nation instead of fighting over their share of power. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.